Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for Wednesday, the 1st of February, 2016. We are in the book of Isaiah, that is Yeshayahu in the Hebrew. This prophecy, that's what the whole book is. We need to get right into it if we're going to get anything done here. I could not get chapter 32 in yesterday. Just too much to comment on with the notes and everything on the chapters I did yesterday. So let's start with chapter 32, verse 1. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and officials, 8269, shall govern, 8323, in justice. Verse 2, and each man shall be as a hiding place, that's 4224, from the wind, and a covering, 5643, from the downpour, 2230. As streams, 6388, of water in parched ground, 6724, as the shade, 6738, of a heavy, 3515, cliff, 5553, in a weary, 5889, land. Now, the heavy cliff is Kabed, and that is of great size. And the cliff itself is as a symbol, it's symbolic of protection. In other words, people are going to be righteous. This tends to be about the kingdom of Yahweh when it arrives. Verse 3. And the eyes of those that see shall not look away, and the ears of those that hear shall listen. 7181. Okay, like pay attention. Verse 4. And also the heart of the hasty, 4116, shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers, 5926, that's elegim, those who speak inarticulately, shall hasten, 4116, to speak clearly, 6703. All the people are going to be changed. Verse 5. The wicked person, 5036, shall no more be called noble, 5081, or they've translated that as liberal, which is incorrect, nor the knave, 3596, that's a sleazeball that does all kinds of bad things, nor the knave, said to be distinguished, 7771. They're going to be called what they are. Verse 6. For the wicked person will speak disgraceful folly, 5039, as they do today, and his mind, that's 3820, that's literally the heart, but in the Hebrew, that's the center of thought, not the center of emotion, as it is in the Greek. His mind will do evil. and they do that today, to practice profaneness. 2612, look at the churches today. Are they not profaning? And to speak error, 8442, against Yahweh. Are they not doing that? To keep empty, 7324, the being, 5315, of the hungry, 7457. And he, referring to the wicked person, will cause to be lacking, 2637, the drinking vessel, 4945, of the thirsty, 6771, all wicked practices. Verse 7, and the weapons, 3627, of the knave are evil. He plans, 3289, wicked plans, 2154, to destroy, 2254, the poor with lying, 8267, words, 561, even when the needy speak of justice, 4941. Isn't that what our politicians do today? They don't do anything for us. They only do things to us. And they speak lies. They say one thing and do another. They talk out of both sides of their mouth. They are deceivers. Chief among them is the Antichrist Zionist Jew that has infiltrated our governmental houses thoroughly. They are in charge. If they are not in charge, they are puppet masters to those that are in charge. Verse 8, but the noble, 5081, plans noble things, and by noble things shall he stand. People that actually will walk the walk instead of just talk the talk and do good things for people, stand by them. Verse 9. Rise up, you women that are at ease, 7600. That's Sha'ananoth, and then that has the collateral idea of careless arrogance. Does that not describe many of the women today? Hear my voice, you careless daughters. Give ear to my speech. Verse 10. Many days and years shall you be troubled, 7264, you careless women, for the vintage, 1210, that's the grape harvest, shall fail, the harvest, 625, shall not come. In other words, you were safe and secure with your money and your jewels and your whorish clothing, and all of a sudden you're not going to be able to get food. There's going to be a famine in the land. That's what this is saying. Verse 11, tremble, 2729, you women that are at ease, come quivering, 7264, you careless ones, strip yourselves, 6584, strip yourselves bare, 6209, and belt, 2290, sackcloth upon your loins. In other words, humble yourselves before Yahweh. You who are so proud, oh, I'm so beautiful, and I've got all these dresses, and I've got this, and I've got that, and I drive a Mercedes, and not going to do you a bit of good. There's not going to be any gas for it. Verse 12, they shall lament upon the breast, 7699, for the pleasant, 2531, fields, for the fruitful vine. In other words, you're going to be mourning over the lack of things growing. That's going to be due to Yahweh's wrath and the poisoning of the air, soil, and water by the corporations. Verse 13, the land's not going to produce food. Verse 13, upon the land of my people shall rise up thorns, 6975, and thorn bushes, 8068. Yea, upon all the houses of joy, 4885, in the joyous, 5947, city. The cities will be abandoned. They will be untenable. Verse 14, because the palaces, that's a palace, houses of the rich, shall be forsaken. The noisy, 1995, city shall be deserted, 5800. The fortified hill, 6076, and watchtowers, 975. All your gated communities, etc., etc., shall be for dens, 4631, and that's as a cave used by wild animals, forever. A joy of wild asses, 6501, a pasture for flocks. You'll have sheep grazing out in the front yard of a mansion, and the mansion's unoccupied. Verse 15, until the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, is poured, 6168, upon us from on high, and the wilderness become a garden land, is 3759, and the garden land be counted for a forest, 3293. Verse 16, then justice shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the garden land. Verse 17, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the labor, 5656, of righteousness, quietness, 8252, and calm assurance, 983, forever. This is when the kingdom of Yahweh is here in full, and the enemies destroyed. Verse 18, and my people, that's us, Israel, shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in secure 4,009 dwellings, and in quiet 7,600 resting places, 4,496. Verse 19, when it shall hail, 1258, coming down on the forest, and the city shall be humble, 8213, in a lowly place, 8218. The cities are going to be devastated. They will be nothing like they are now. We won't be gathered together in these rat holes of race mixing and crime and filth and degradation and perversion that we're packed into today. We'll be out in the countryside. Verse 20. Blessed are you that sow beside all waters, that send forth the feet of the ox and the ass. We'll go back to farming and animal tending. And that ends chapter 32. Let's get into chapter 33. 1. Woe to you that devastate, 7703, and you were not devastated, and deal treacherously, 898, and they have not dealt treacherously with you. When you shall cease to devastate, you shall be devastated, and when you make an end of dealing treacherously, they shall deal treacherously with you. Who's he talking about here? Who's devastating us today, and who is dealing treacherously with us today? And again, what goes around comes around. And we're watching the financial empire crumble of the usurers and the Talmudic Jews. And they're going into full panic mode. And the Jews media is going in full panic mode because we are replacing them. Tough toenails, guys. What goes around comes around. You've lied and twisted for all these years, and people know it now. And they're coming over to the alternative media. praise Yahweh. Verse 2, O Yahweh, be gracious, 2603, to us, for we have waited, 6960, for you. Be their arm, 2220, every morning, our salvation also in the time of distress. Us here is Israel. We have looked eagerly for you. Waited, 6960. Kawinu. Well, are we not looking for Yeshua Messiah's return eagerly now? Does this not apply to us Israelites now? Sure does. Verse 3, at the sound of a roaring, 1995, the people fled at the lifting up, 7427, of yourself. The nations were scattered. When Yahweh returns as Yeshua, the evildoers that have been trying to hurt his chosen people will flee, and the nations will be as naught. They will be scattered. They will be broken down. Praise Yahweh. May the Messiah come soon. Verse 4, your spoil, 7998, shall be gathered, 622, as the gathering, 625, of the locust, 2625, as the swarming, 4944, of locusts, 1357, they shall rush, 8264, upon them. Now here, that's a similitude of the spoiling of Asher, but it's got a dual meaning. It's of the spoiling of the Antichrist Zionists that have plundered us for so long. Their ill-gotten gain is going to be removed from them, praise Yahweh. Verse 5, Yahweh is exalted. Amen to that. For he dwells on high, 4791. He has filled Zion with justice, 4941. And righteousness, 6666. Zion then was Jerusalem. Zion now is the people of Israel. We are Zion. And he's going to give us back justice and righteousness in future times when Yeshua comes back. All dual meanings here. Verse 6, steadfastness, 530, that's emunoth, that means truth, shall be in your time, 6256, wealth of salvation, wealth, 2633, of salvation, 3444. The salvation of Yeshua Messiah, is that not wealth beyond belief? Wisdom, 2451, and knowledge, 1847. The fear, 3374, holding in awe of Yahweh is his treasure, 214. Reverence. Your treasures will be in heaven. You don't lay up treasures here. They're all going to burn up. His very presence, his love, his Messiah being with us is a treasure beyond measure. And I didn't mean to make a pun there or poetry, but what is greater than that which is coming from Yahweh for his true chosen people? Verse 7, behold, their heroes, 691, shall cry outside, 2351. The messengers, 4397, of peace shall weep bitterly. That's outside the city of Jerusalem. And the heroes of the evil ones will cry and weep. Verse 8, the highways are desolated, 8074, the passing, 5674, Travelers 734 shall cease 7673. He has broken the covenant. That's the evildoer. Could be Asher back then and the evildoers today. He has despised 3988, the cities. He regards 2803, no mortal, 582. That could be Yahweh. He regards no mortal, despises the cities. He will not have covenant with those wicked people, only with us. Verse 9, the land mourns, 56, and languishes, 535. Lebanon shall be ashamed, 2659, and decayed, 7060. Lebanon is destroyed. They bombed it into non-existence. It's a mess. Sharon, 8289, is like a desert plain, 6160. They've destroyed it. It's been destroyed. That land is not prospering. And Bashan and Carmel shaken off, 5287. Rejected. Verse 10, here's Yahweh speaking. Now I will rise up, says Yahweh. Now I will be exalted, 7426. Now I will lift up myself. Verse 11, you shall conceive, 2029, chaff, 2842. You shall bring forth stubble, 7179. Your spirit, 7307, like fire, shall devour you. Speaking toward the evildoers, the evil ones. Those who rejected him and who fell away. Back then and now. Those who reject him now and follow these tenets of the Judeo-Christian churches, which are lies. Let me get a drink of cool water here. Verse 12, still Yahweh speaking, and the people shall be as the burnings, 4955, of lime, 7875. They burnt lime to make Portland cement to make mortar. Like cut up thorns, they shall be burned, 3341, in the fire. Verse 13, hear you far off what I have done, and you nearby know my might. Because he was in the process of destroying that whole land at that time. And this verse 13, we need to keep that in remembrance of what he has done and know his might. That's a warning to us too today. Verse 14, the sinners in Zion are afraid, 6342. Trembling, 7461. Ra'ada has seized, 270, the profane, 2611. Who among us shall dwell with the devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting, 5769, burnings? You think that doesn't apply to today? The profane, 2611, is Kanephim, and those are godless men. The sinners, when he comes back, the sinners are going to be afraid because they didn't make their peace with him and accept him. And the profane, the godless men, they're going to tremble knowing their doom. That's coming. That's a dual passage, then and now. Only the remnant is going to live in the kingdom of Yahweh. Verse 15, listen to this. He that walks righteously and speaks uprightly, he that rejects, 3988, the gain of oppressions, 4642, that shakes, 5289, his hands from the holding, 8551, of bribes, 7810. When you shake your hands, it shows emptiness. You haven't taken bribes. That stops up, 331, his ears from the hearing of bloodshed. In other words, you're not in on any of these conspiracies to kill people. And shuts, 6105, his eyes from seeing evil. You don't watch the devil vision. You don't want to see any of this garbage that's going on today. He's talking about the righteous people of the remnant. Verse 16, he shall dwell on high. That's us. His stronghold, 4869, shall be the mountain fastness, 4679, of cliffs, 5553, again as protection. Bread shall be given to him, his waters made sure they will have enough to eat, enough to drink. That's speaking of us. Verse 17, listen to this. Your eye shall see the King in his beauty, speaking of Yeshua Messiah. They shall see the Lamb that is far off, 4801. Verse 18, your heart shall meditate, 1897, that's yege, as soliloquize, shall meditate terror, 367. Where is the scribe? 5608. Where is the one who weighs out? The one who weighs out, 8254, the money changer. Where is he that counted? 5608. The towers, 4026. Oh my, look at our cities. They're so great. We have all these high rises. Verse 19, you shall not see a people, that's Noaz, 3267. The exact meaning of Noaz is unclear. Perhaps is as a people making signs, and that is from the Arabic. It's a shared word. A people of unintelligible, 6012, speech from hearing. Of a stammering, 3932, tongue, not understandable, 998. In other words, all these foreigners, we're not going to see them anymore. Verse 20, look upon Zion, the city of our assembly, 4150. Your eyes shall see Yerushalayim, a quiet habitation, a tent that shall not be folded, 6813. In other words, permanent dwelling. Not one of the tent stakes, 3489, of it shall ever be pulled up, 5265, nor shall any of the cords, 2256, of it be broken. This is describing our future dwellings. Listen to this. Verse 21, but there, majestic, 117, is Yahweh to us, a place of broad, 7342, rivers, 5104, and streams, 2975, in which shall go no fleet of ships, 5590, with oars, 7885, or lots of invaders, nor majestic ships pass by. What land is he describing? He's not describing the Middle East. We've got broad rivers here and streams. We're not going to have ships go up our rivers to invade our land. What's he deciding here that the land that we live in is going to look like? Does this match Israel I? Of course not. Verse 22, for Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our lawgiver, 27:10. Yahweh is our king. He saves us, who is the Savior, Yahweh. Verse 23, your ropes, 2256, are loosened, 5203. They could not strengthen, 2388, the base, 3653, of their mast, 8650. They could not spread, 6566, the sail, 5251. Then is the prey, 5706, of abundant, 4766, spoil divided. The lame, 6455, even the cripples, plunder, 962, that which is plundered, 957. Verse 24, neither shall say the inhabitant, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity, 5771. The people in New Jerusalem will be forgiven because of the sacrifice Yeshua HaMashiach made. It doesn't get any better than that. That's the end of chapter 33. Let me get another drink of water. Boy, it's hard waiting, being patient and waiting on Yahweh. I'm just so anxious for all this to take place and see righteousness rule. Oh, what a glorious, glorious time. Chapter 34 of the book of Isaiah, verse 1. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, 7181, you people. Let the land hear and all in it, the world and all produce, 6631, of it. Now, land is Eretz, and world is Tabel, two different words. Verse 2, because the wrath, 7110, of Yahweh is upon all nations, the telling of the future time, and fury, 2534, upon all their armies. He has destroyed, 2763, them. He has given them to the slaughter, 2874. Verse 3, their slain also shall be cast out, and their stench, 889, shall come up from their carcasses, and the mountains shall be melted, 4549, from their blood. Verse 4, and all the host of the sky shall molder away, 4743, and the sky shall be rolled up, 1556, as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down, 5034, as the leaf falls off, 5034, from the vine, and as a falling, 5034, fig from the fig tree. 8384. And verse 4, you can reference Matthew 24, verse 29, Mark, chapter 13, verse 25, Luke, chapter 21, verse 26, and Revelations, chapter 6, verse 13 and 14. This goes right to Revelations. The day of wrath. Verse 5. For my sword shall be intoxicated, 7301, that's ruetha, that's as drunk with blood. My sword shall be intoxicated in the sky. Behold, it shall come down upon Edom. And upon the people of my curse to judgment. Whoa! Edom? Who's Edom? Can you say the Talmudic Jews? The people of my curse, who's he cursed? All the Canaanites that have mixed and are now in modern day Jewry? And verses 5 through 17 here, you can reference Isaiah 63, verses 1 through 6, Jeremiah 49, verses 7 through 22, Ezekiel 25, verses 12 through 14, and 35, 1 through 15, Amos chapter 1, verses 11, 12, Obadiah, verses 1 through 14, which is all about Edom. Malachi 1, verses 2 through 5. Now you tell me Isaiah isn't prophesying against the Edomites? It says it right here. Deny that. I double dog dare you. Verse 6, the sword of Yahweh is filled with blood. It is made fat, 1878, with fatness, 2459, and with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams, for Yahweh has a sacrifice in Bozrah, 1224, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. Deny that. Go ahead. I know it makes you uncomfortable, Judeo-Christians. You don't want to hear this. You don't want to hear it from your pulpits. You're not going to hear it from your pulpits because the guy in the pulpit is tickling your little ears. He's giving you pablum, what you want to hear, so you're socially acceptable and not politically incorrect. And you can be safe in your little social club. Yeah. Verse 7 of chapter 34. And the wild ox, 7214, shall come down with them, and the young bull, 6499, with the mighty, 47, and their land shall be intoxicated, 7301, with blood, and their dust made fat, 1878, from fatness, 2459. And a wild ox is Re'emim, and young bulls is Upharim, and that is a metaphor of princes. And the mighty is Abirim. Verse 8, for it is the day of Yahweh's vengeance and the year of retribution for the cause of Zion. Who is Zion here? That is true Israel. His day of vengeance and retribution is coming. He smashed a king back then, and he's going to smash the Antichrist Zionist in the future. Verse 9, and the streams of it shall be turned, 2015, into pitch, 2203, and the dust of it into brimstone, 1614. Remember in Thessalonians, flaming fire. And the land of it shall become burning pitch. Same stuff at Sodom and Gomorrah. burning sulfur and asphalt. Verse 10, it shall not be quenched, 3518, night nor day. The smoke of it shall ascend forever. From generation to generation it shall lie waste, 2717. None shall pass through it forever and ever. Verse 10, refer to Revelations 14, verse 11, and chapter 19, verse 3. This is future prophecy here, folks. He's talking about the kingdom and power overwhelming the financial empire and machinations of the Talmudists. He's going to burn all their works. Verse 11. All the great cities, but the pelican, 6893, and the bittern, 7090, shall possess it. All right, that the pelican is Ga'ath, and the bittern is Kippod, and it can also mean porcupine. There's a word we don't know. The Yanishoff, 3244, it's some kind of bird. We don't know what it is. Also, and the raven, 6158, shall dwell in it. He shall stretch out upon it the line of chaos, 8414, that's Tohu, and the stones of emptiness, 922, Bohu. And reading Genesis, the land had become chaotic and empty, tohu bohu, right from Genesis. All these great cities that they think are so great are going to be wiped out. We're going to have New Jerusalem. And all these earthly, greedy, vicious people are going to be wiped out. Verse 12, they shall call the nobles, 2715, of it to the kingdom, but none shall be there, and all her officials, 8269, shall be nothing, 657. He's talking about the Babylonian system and its cities. Verse 13, and thorns, 5518, shall come up in her palaces, 759. The dwellings of their rich, nettles, 7057, and brambles, 2336, in the fortresses, 4013 of it. And it shall be a habitation of jackals, 8565, and an abode, 2681, for the daughters, 1326, of ostriches, 3284. Verse 14, the desert dwellers, 6728, shall also meet with the jackals, 338, and the sa'ir, 8163, that could be a male goat. It's the root of the English word satyr. And the sa'ir shall cry to his fellow. Lilith, 3917, shall rest, 7280 there, and find for herself a place of rest, 4494. And Lilith is a female night demon, and that word is borrowed from Babylon. He's talking about the Babylonian system, the Babylonian cities. The cities of Israel lie, which we are no longer in, the heart of perversion, the gay capital of the world, Tel Aviv. Verse 15, there shall the arrow snake, 7091, make her nest and lay, 4422, that's eggs, and hatch, 1234, and gathered together, 17:16, under her shadow. 6:7-8. There shall the Dioph, 1772, that is an unknown bird of prey, also be gathered, 6908, every one, that's 802 in the feminine, with her fellow. Okay. Here we go. Verse 16. Seek you from the scroll of Yahweh and read aloud. 7:1-2:1. No one of these shall lack. 5:7-3:7. No one shall want. 6:4-8:5. Her fellow. Because my mouth he has commanded, and his spirit shall gather them. In other words, Yeshayahu is saying all this because Yahweh told him to say it. And verse 17, he has cast the lot for them, and his hand, speaking Yahweh, has divided it unto them by line, a measuring line, call. 6:9-5:7. They shall possess it until everlasting. From generation to generation shall they dwell in it. So all of this Babylonian territory and their government and all the rest of it are going to be wiped out. Now, 35 is a short chapter. I have time to get it. Verse 1, the wilderness and the desert shall be glad for them, and the desert plain shall rejoice and bud, 6:5-4, as the rose, 2:2-6:1. Verse 2, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with rejoicing with shouts of joy. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty, 19:26, of Carmelon, Sharon. They shall see the glory of Yahweh and the majesty of Eloheinu, that means our God. Verse 3, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Verse 4, say to them of a hasty heart, in other words, the anxious, impetuous, be strong, fear not. Elohim will come with vengeance. Elohim with a recompense. He will come and save you. Now, who's the Savior? God's the Savior. Verse 5. And verse 5 and 6, you can reference Matthew 11, verse 5, and Luke 7, verse 22. And the strength in the weak hands verse 3, you can reference Hebrews 12, verse 12. Now listen to this. Verse 5, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. What did Yeshua do? And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. What did Yeshua do? Verse 6, then shall the lame, 6:4-5:5, leap, 18:01, as a deer, 3:5:4, and the tongue of the dumb, those who can't speak, 4:83, sing joyfully, because in the wilderness shall waters break out, 1:2:3:4, and streams in the desert plain. Waters of salvation and truth. What did Yeshua do? He made the lame to walk, and the dumb speak, and the blind to see, and the deaf hear. What did Yeshua do? It's forecasting what Yeshua is going to do. Tell me the Old Testament and the New Testament aren't tied together. I'm sick of hearing that from Judeo-Christian pastors. Oh, we're New Testament Christians. And all the New Testament is a reiteration of the Old Testament, because that's all Yeshua taught. Bunch of liars. verse 7, and the parched ground, 8273, shall become a pool, 98, and the thirsty land, 6774, springs, 4002, of water in the habitation of jackals, 8565, where each lay shall be grass, 2682, with reeds, 7070, and rushes, 1573. He's going to redo the whole planet. We're not talking about mankind's science. We're talking about divine providence. Verse 8, and a highway, 4547, shall be there, and a way, 1870. And it shall be called the Way of Holiness. That's how we're supposed to live today, folks. The unclean, 2931, shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those that walk in the way. Who's it for? Those that walk in the way. The fools, 191, shall not err. 8582, as to go astray, even if you're foolish. If you walk in the way, you're going to be blessed. Verse 9, no lion shall be there, nor violent, 6530, living creature, 2416, shall go up on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed, 1350, shall walk there. Who? The redeemed. Who is redeemed but true Israel? Verse 10, and the ransom, 6299, of Yahweh shall return and come to Zion, which is going to be in a new place, in New Jerusalem, because it wouldn't even fit in the land of Palestine, because it's bigger than that land. It's huge. Read the dimensions with cubits in Revelations. And come to Zion with joyful songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain, 5381, joy and gladness, and sorrow, 3015, and sighing, 585, shall flee away, 5127. This is when Yeshua, Messiah, returns. New Jerusalem comes down. And the redeemed remnant will dwell in New Jerusalem, in the new land of Zion. And we won't have secular governments anymore. We will have a king, a divine king, Yahshua Messiah, ruling over us, and we will have real justice. Not this fake stuff we've got now with Jew judges. I see that this is the day after this judge has block Trump's immigration policy. They're going to give him pure hell the whole time he's in office. You know that. You can see that coming. See it coming. So be prepared for some interesting times. Okay? Be prepared for some interesting times. There's an old Chinese curse that says, may you live in interesting times, which means pretty difficult, ugly stuff going on. And that is headed our way on an express train. Okay? They're not going to let righteousness come from a man. Only when Yeshua returns is it going to be absolutely unstoppable. But so far, this guy's making a good showing. Now, I'm recording this on the 30th of January, because I got to get a little bit ahead in case there's any technical problems or whatever. And I have some time free if I get a phone call. Hey, so-and-so's sick. Can you fill in on a show? We're supposed to bear each other's burdens, and we're supposed to help one another. And that's the whole thing. It's all about real brotherhood as defined in Scripture. It's not about me, me, me. People don't understand. I'm not the star of this show. The show is not about me. This show is about the Word. That's why it's called Word for Word. I'm listing all the Strong's numbers where necessary. And I'm giving you the idioms and metaphors and figures of speech that the average Joe out there just does not have the time to research. The regular people, not old duffers like me that's retired, are scrambling just to survive and feed their families, okay? They don't have the time to do the study that I've done. So I'm giving this study for all to hear, and we archive it, and we play reruns, and the Word is not going out void. And we have a tremendous response. There's a lot of people that are listening that aren't signed into the chat room. A lot of people download from YouTube and TalkShoe and the EFR archives. We're having a little bit of trouble getting stuff posted up. They're cracking down on the truther sites. The owners of a lot of these chat rooms and postings like YouTube, etc. TalkShoe has been bought out. We really don't know who got it. It's like Skype got bought out by Microsoft. And since Microsoft bought out Skype, it's had nothing but problems. It crashes constantly. You have to re-up, reboot, because it's got all kinds of technical problems. Well, go figure. Hey, at least we've got it. We've got something. Stick together and help your brothers and sisters. Start loving your neighbor as yourself. And that means your racial kinsman. Quit trying to backstab your buddy and get over on him, and start with a spirit of cooperation among Israelites. Quit the me first thing and put the Yahweh first thing in its place. Serve Yahweh. Serve Yahweh by your behavior in your community, towards your family, towards yourself, towards your fellow Israelites. Even if they're in a Judeo-Christian church, treat them gently and kindly. Let them see Christ working in you. That's the main thing. Time for me to go and play my bumper music, and I will talk to all of you tomorrow. May Yahweh bless. Shalom Aleichem.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.